Psalm 4. We're in Psalm 4 for today. Psalm 4, verses 3 and 4. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah, which means stop and think about that. I want to read to you what the Life Application Notes Bible says about these two verses, because I thought it was quite impactful. As we look at the world today and what's going on, and things are escalating in Israel, and we're in the end times, and this escalation, instead of making me feel depressed about it, I'm kind of excited, because I think God's doing something, and I want to be in on what God's doing. The godly are those who are faithful and devoted to God. David knew that God would hear him when he called and would answer him. We need to keep that in mind. We need to know that when we call on God, he's there and he's going to answer us. We too can be confident that God listens to our prayers and answers when we call upon him. Sometimes we think that God will not hear us because we have fallen short of his high standards for holy living. How many have felt like that ever? Yeah, you feel like that, but you have to know the blood of Jesus is good enough.
Right.
It's good enough for God, therefore it should be good enough for me, right? But if we have trusted Christ for salvation, God has indeed forgiven us, and he will listen to us. When you feel as though your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, remember that as a believer, you have been set apart by God, and that he loves you. What do we need to keep in mind for 2009? That I have, that you have been set apart by God, number one, and number two, that he loves you. So keep telling yourself, he loves me. Say it right now. He loves me. He really loves me. He really loves me. Amen. Let's stand and let's say these two verses together. But know that the Lord has set him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. We can go into worship this morning knowing confidently in our heart that as we call upon him, he'll answer us, and we are set apart from him. Oh, Lord God.